こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後でマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、アメリカジョージア州の精子バンク Zytex Cryo Zytex Cryo 社から精子の提供を受けた3家族がドナーの情報に虚偽があったとして1億5000万ドルの損害賠償を求めています。精子提供を受けたアンジェラ・コリンズさんは、このドナーが IQ160 の天才で5カ国語に堪能で、神経科学の博士号を保有しており、とても健康で、同社が持つ精子の中でも最高級だと伝えられ、人気が集中しており入手困難なほどだと言われたため、このドナーを選びました。しかしその後、ドナーは大学中退で強盗での服役歴があり、双極性障害や統合失調症を患っていることが判明しました。これまでにアメリカ、イギリス、カナダで少なくとも36人の子供がこのドナーの精子を使って生まれています。
Three families are suing Georgia-based sperm bank Zytex Cryo for $150 million in compensation on the basis that the information they were provided about their sperm donors was fraudulent. Donation recipient Angela Collins was told that her sperm donor is a healthy man with an IQ of 160, is fluent in 5 languages and holds a PhD in neurology, and that the sperm was difficult to obtain due to high demand. Afterwards, it was discovered that the donor had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia and was a college dropout with a criminal record who has served time for burglary. So far, at least 36 children have been born from this donor's sperm in the United States, England, and Canada.
そう、やめて、怖いよね、普通に。あの、私その精子バンクの登録情報ってどうなってるのか知らなかったんだけど、うん、このZytex Cryoによると自己申告制なんだって、
うん、
だから私はイケメンで健康でなんちゃらですって言ったら、もうそれがそのまま経歴書に記載されるみたいな。で、別にチェックはしない。
That's crazy、
うん、
Considering that you know someone's having children with this.
そう。で、法律が追いついてないから、今のところ少なくともアメリカだと、
うん、
その HIV とか性感染症とかの有無、肝炎とかについてはチェックが義務付けられてるんだけど、それ以外のこういう、まあ、あの統合失調症とかに関してはチェックの義務がないために、うん、まあ、今回こういうことになっちゃったっていう。
Well, this is just、what we...I mean, there must be so many cases that we know nothing about.
そう、
right?
で、これもたまたまなんかこの会社が間違ってドナーの情報をこのアンジェラ・コリンズさんに送っちゃったんだって、名前を。で、このアンジェラ・コリンズさん、わかんない。で、このアンジェラさんが、あ、どういう人なのか確かめてみようと思ってググったら、一瞬でこの人が出てきて、だからググればわかるような情報なのに、この会社がそれをチェックもしてないっていうことじゃん。
Yeah, what are they? So they're not really doing their job, I guess.
No, ただそれが法で義務付けられてるわけじゃないから、この会社は自分は悪いことしてないっていうふうに主張してるんだよね、今でも。
How long have they had sperm banks around for?
I have no idea. わかんない。
Not that long, right?
うん。でも、これがもう、なんだっけな、このドナーがの精子が提供されてたのが2000年から2004年とか、
うん、
だからまあ少なくとも16年、まあ20年ぐらいなのかな、わかんない。だからこれ聞いたら怖くなるよね、やっぱり。
I feel like these services are becoming、a lot more people are using them recently、うん、and I've heard people talk about like freezing embryos and、
yeah.
particularly in the US, it's becoming more popular.
アンジェラ・コリンズさんも名前だけ見るとパートナーが女性だったから、まあ、同性カップル、
うん、
だと、まあ、精子が欲しいじゃん。
Yeah.
なんかそれで登録してる人も多分いっぱいいると思うから、めっちゃやめてほしいんだけど、今度だから自己申告やめた方がいいよね。
Yeah.
IQ160 ですって言ったもん勝ちみたいなさ。
Do they have the option of actually meeting the donor? I mean, they do that too, don't they?
that beforehand?
Be, yeah.
Or, I don't know. I've never heard of that. あの、子供が生まれた後に子供が会いたいとか言った時に連絡がとつくように交渉できるみたいなシステムは多分あると思うけど、うん、その前に会えるっていうサービスもあるのかな？どうなんだろうね。
Think about, you know, what this, what effect this might have on the children who、yeah. will probably find out that this is something that happened.、
Mm.
Right?
ね。なんかこの間そのだから生まれた後に子供がお父さんに会ってみたいって言って、
mm.
で調べてっていうか、まあ、その会社を通して会わせてもらったら実際に親同士が恋に落ちて結婚したみたいな人の話があったよ。それもすごいよね。だから、まあ、実の子供っていうことだよね。
Have you heard about the recent developments in CRISPR?
CRISPR?
CRISPR? The, the gene editing technology?
Oh.
Do you remember that? Where they can actually, basically cut out a section.
Right.
And
wait, was it the one in UK or China?
Well, I think they've been doing work in both places with CRISPR, but recently they've really gotten it down to the point where they can reliably, in human beings, edit your genes.
Right.
And prevent certain genetic disorders or, right. for example, if you're a carrier of certain, like you may not have a genetic disease, but you may be a carrier for a genetic disease, like you may carry...a certain gene that makes your if you have a child with a particular person who's also a carrier, then right. your child may have that disorder.
Right.
I actually did this thing recently called 23andMe.
Oh, やったの?
Yeah, I just did it.
え、どこまでわかるやつ?
Well, there's a lot. There's ancestry, sort of your ethnic breakdown genetically. Yeah.As well as it identifies various genes, which、
yeah.
you're basically your carrier status for a lot of different、
right.
genetic inherited
diseases. Did you get
diseases.
The results?
No, it takes several weeks.
Right.
I think it might take up to 2 months or something to actually get the results.
I was just thinking about getting it. Not that one, but the Japanese one.
Hmm.
なんか肌質とかもわかるみたいなさ。
The 23andMe one gives you a lot of information and they、right. can actually store your sample. So as they find out more things,、oh. you can find out more things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they'll update you.
And they do all the trait stuff too. So I'll find out whether or not I'm going to go bald. I'll find out、
oh, God.
Whether I have allergies to certain foods and、
yeah.
my muscle composition and all kinds of weird stuff
どういう病気になりやすいかとかもわかるわけでしょ、
mm-hmm.
Do you want to know? Well, I guess that's why you did it, but...
I do want to know. I think it makes a lot more sense to know than to not know and then something happen and then you regret not
yeah.
knowing, right?
Yeah.
The only potential downside is if somehow your information gets out, supposedly... life insurance companies can change、
ah.
your life insurance policy、
yeah.
rate、based on some, you know, foreknowledge that you have some disorder that you're going to die. So you get a huge life insurance policy or something.
Right,
you know,
right.
So
っか
Yeah. But it should be interesting.
それ日本でもできるんだ
I looked at their website from Japan and it, for whatever reason, it seemed limited to ancestry, and the I don't know if there's a difference, but
wait, so you didn't get the job?
I did it while I was in the U.S.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh.
I don't know
what
I don't know why it is that it. If you go to their website from Japan, it looks like you can only do the ancestry one. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it's because I was looking on my phone or something. I'm not sure.
Huh.
But,
やってみよう。
But I
でも ancestry だけじゃ意味なくないけどさ、それだけじゃね、なんか、へーって感じで終わりだもんね。
Yeah. Well, your ancestry has something to do with your susceptibility to different diseases and whatnot. But I think the traits and the carrier status and that stuff is way more interesting and useful.
Mm.
Especially if you plan to have children, it makes sense for both you and your partner to both, you know, both do this and find out if you have, if you're both positive as your carrier status for some genetic disorders or something. You would want to know.
So that, yeah.
And I think the technology actually exists right now where you can select an embryo somehow that is less likely to suffer from some genetic problem like that.
With IVF though, right? So you have to be rich.
Yeah, it costs somewhere between $10,000 and $20,000, so.
Hmm.
But, it's spread that over the lifespan of your child and it might be worth it, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, there's like inherited deafness and stuff. There's some serious shit out there that's genetic, so.
I know.
And it's not fun, so.
So we're not supposed to be having sex to make babies anymore.
Well, we're entering into the Gattaca phase.
Yeah.
It really, with this new CRISPR thing, the new CRISPR thing is literally Gattaca.
Yeah. でもそれやりたいよね、やっぱり。あるんだったらやりたいよね。
You would genetically modify your children?
Hell yeah. Why not? Right?
I think it makes sense to the extent that you can eliminate risk of certain diseases, but I don't know if it makes sense to go in there. It's like, oh, it would be really cool if they had like blue eyes.
So,
genetics and children, it's gotten really interesting. We know so much more now than we ever have before. Not only this carrier status thing, but also epigenetics. So the way that you live your life right now, the way how happy you are right now has an influence on your child. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre. And if you had suggested that, 20, 30 years ago, scientists would call you a loon.
Yeah.
But it's true. Right? So.
まあ今でも知らない人結構いるよね、多分。Yeah,
if you're smoking cigarettes, you're probably fucking with your child in some way, even if you're not pregnant.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
この CRISPR はいくらぐらいするんだろう、今だったら?
Well, I don't think CRISPR is really available to the general public at this point. But the technology exists. So it's only a matter of economies of scale and approvals and all that stuff.
Within
10 years, I'm sure it'll be. Yeah, we're going to have the, bifurcation in the genetics of different social classes. So rich people's children will all, have really white teeth and not get cavities and be able to jump really high and stuff like that.
Right. 次。 アメリカオレゴン州で8歳から19歳までの子どもたち21人のグループが政府が温室効果ガス削減などの地球温暖化対策を怠っており、その結果若者や未来の世代の健康に害を与え憲法上の権利を侵害しているとして地方裁判所で訴訟を起こしています。政府と石油会社からこの訴状を棄却するよう要請がありましたが、裁判官は環境問題に関して人権侵害を主なフォーカスとした前例はないが、この訴えには価値があるとして訴状を受理しました。原告側には子どもたちのほかに NASA の気候科学者の元トップやコロンビア大学の教授なども名を連ねています。訴えの中で原告側は 化石燃料を燃やすことで空気が汚染され地球温暖化が進むことを少なくとも1979年から政府は知っていながら二酸化炭素の放出量を削減する必要なアクションを怠ったと述べています。
In Oregon, a group of 21 kids aged from 8 to 19 years old are taking legal action against the U.S. government for their inaction over the climate change issue, stating that the damage it will cause to future generations is an infringement on their constitutional rights. While the government and oil companies have requested that the case be dismissed, a district court judge believes that the case, while unprecedented, has merit and should proceed.In addition to the group of young people, the plaintiffs include James Hansen, a top climate scientist affiliated with Columbia University, who has experience as a climate scientist for NASA. The complaint asserts that the government has knowingly failed to take necessary action to limit the carbon dioxide emissions causing climate change since at least 1979.
So, これ勝ったらこのまあ、同様な裁判がアメリカとかアメリカ国外、うん、他の国でも起きる可能性があるっていうことで、
うん、
大注目されてるんだけど勝ってほしいよね。勝ったら面白くない？
Aren't you so like proud of these kids?
Yeah. Like, who wouldn't be?
and they're so right. I completely agree with this、うん、sentiment. I think it's beenGrossly irresponsible of all the governments. Just these old crusty fucks in government all over the world that have been.
そうね。というかまず石油会社と政府が棄却するようにリクエストした時点で、
yeah.
もう絶対こっちは勝ってほしいじゃん。
yeah. Why are they on the same team? Fuck off.
yeah.
What is that bullshit? So,
これなんか私は基本的に人権を振りかざせるものは勝つべきだって思ってるの常に、
yeah.
そうじゃないとこう法制度が崩壊しちゃうじゃん。人権が常に勝つべきと思ってる方だから。だからこの間さ、人権といえばさ、ノルウェーでなんか何十人を爆破テロで殺した人いるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
であの人があのそれも独居房に入れられてるんだけど、それが人権侵害だって言って訴えて勝ったんだよね。
うん、mm-hmm.
でだから多分他の人と一緒に、でももともとノルウェーなんてそのプリズンの刑務所の環境がすごくいいじゃない、
like、
そうだから3つぐらい部屋があってリビングとベッドルームとでテレビもあるし何でもできるんだけど、それでもあの権利が侵害されてると言って彼は何十人も殺したのに訴えて勝つっていう、
yeah. Yeah,
これはでも感情論で考えるとはあって思うかもしれないけど、うん、よくよく考えるとこれは彼だけにアプライするものではないから、
うん、
あと独居房ってよく調べると本当に確かにもう全部なくした方がいいと思うぐらいあれは良くない。もうただただ頭がおかしくなるだけだもん。誰もメリットがない。だからこれ勝ってほしいね。だから私ね、その夫婦別姓、日本の前も言ったかもしれないけど、うん、あれも女性に対して不利益だみたいな感じで多分訴えてたんだよね、
うん、
だから裁判官の反対の意見の人たちもあのなんていうの、夫婦とか家族で一つの名字をシェアすることによって家族だって感じる、実感できるから意義があるみたいな、
うん、
すごいなんかこう感情論的なふわっとした判決だったんだけど、あれも人権侵害だって言っちゃえばよかったんじゃないかなって思うんだけどね。
Mm. I think they have a case, but I think it's anytime you go against the oil companies, it's fairly uphill.
Yeah.
It depends how much attention this story really gets. But we've talked about, I mean, it's not just climate change. We've talked about the fact that millions and millions of people die annually from pollution.
Yeah.
The stuff that comes out of these, you know, power generating coal factories and vehicles, just combustion vehicles, those particles do cause cancer, and cancer is often fatal.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It seems so obvious at this point.
ね、しかも政府とか石油会社でも散々利権を得てきたおじいさんとかおじいちゃんたちとかおばあちゃんとかはさ、もう死ぬだけだからいいけど、若者とかこれから生まれてくる子供たちにとっては本当に重要な問題だからね。
They've been ruining the earth, the place that we live in. Not some, you know, it's not just like, oh, the polar bear is not going to have ice to float on. No, like people are getting sick around us. We're getting sick. This is affecting everybody. We're kind of reaching a point where, you know, if something drastic isn't done pretty soon, it's gonna get nasty. This month or last month was the hottest March ever. It's been the hottest year to date ever. Mm-hmm. 9 consecutive months with the highest temperature departures from average in the record books ever. Which sustains an 11 month string of record breaking hottest months. So, you know, these people that are denying climate change just need to shut the fuck up at this point, because it's done. You know, we know, we have known for a long time, and it's pretty alarming how ignorant the general public has been. How little pressure has actually been put on the government. Mm. And the fact that there's an entire political party in the United States that defends this behavior. Yeah. It's mind-boggling.
そう、なんか当然なんだけど、この裁判にこの子供たちが勝てば、政府はかなりドラスティックな手段を取ることを強いられることになるって書いてあったから、これアメリカのいいところだからね。その人権を振りかざせば政府に対しても勝てるっていうさ、自由の国、うん、日本はちょっと三権分立が微妙だから政府とか訴えても勝てないかも、可能性が大きいんだけど、アメリカはさ、そこがいいところだから。
It's the only thing America has left pretty much.
ぜひ、you know, ぜひ頑張って。
There's been so much in the media latelyabout, especially after this whole Panama Papers thing, about corruption in the government, about the status quo, about the cabal, about their antics, about how the political system is completely flawed, the way they redraw districts, all these shenanigans have been put out now in the open, and they're being talked about. I can't believe it's happening, because none of this stuff, I mean, we've known and talked about this stuff for years now, but it's never really been in the media. Until now, especially the mainstream media in the United States. And to see people talking about this stuff, to see people talking about drug policy and just these things, for the conversations to occur, even though policies haven't changed so much at this point, to see the conversations happening kind of gives us some...tiny window hope. Of hope.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right?
そう、頑張ってほしい。まあこれ裁判だからすごく時間かかるんだけど、だから今なんか、今何してんだっけな、なんか最初のプロセスで2週間ぐらいかかって、その後のプロセスで3週間かかってみたいな。で、その後な、また数週間で判決が出るみたいな。だからまああと1、2ヶ月ぐらい。
On what basis is the federal government requesting that this case be dismissed? On what basis?
わかんない。でもこれまでも結構環境問題に関する訴訟ってか起訴しようとすることっていっぱいあったらしいんだけど、大体却下されるらしいんだよね。あの、そのこれまでって特定の、あの法律をバイオレイトしてるっていうので訴えてきたから、こういうふうにこの全体的にっていうのは初めてって書いてあったね。
I think younger people need to have more power.
Yeah,
everywhere.
For sure.
Like people younger than us.
だからそれもね、アメリカに期待をかけてるんだよ、私は。あの、若い人が多いから。あの、人口的に。
Kids are so smart these days. You know, I went to the States, mainland US, and met my relatives living in the US, like 12年ぶりに。And so there's all these kids that I haven't met before.
あ、そっか。知らない間に生まれてた。
Yeah. They're so smart. They're so smart. I was like, what? I don't even understand what he's saying.
What? Like what?
They're talking about like the deep web and like crazy stuff that I don't even know about. I felt so old. I felt so old, but
希望が持てるね。
Yeah, it was kind of eye opening.
次、大雨で洪水が起きた時にアリの群れが協力して自分たちの足を絡ませ合って全員で一つのイカダのように浮き、その上に女王アリや幼虫を乗せることは知られていますが、カリフォルニア大学リバーサイド校の研究でイカダを作る際に毎回みんなが同じポジションを取っていることが分かりました。実験ではアリのお尻に違う色をつけイカダを作る様子を複数回撮影し比較しました。アリ一匹一匹に決められた係があり、それを記憶して毎回同じ役割を果たしていることが分かったのはこれが初めてです。
When heavy rains produce a flood, ants quickly assemble themselves to form living rafts by entangling their legs and safely floating the queen ant and larva on top. According to a study conducted by researchers at the University of California, Riverside,These ants actually assume the exact same positions every time when forming the raft. In their experiment, the researchers colored the abdomens of each of the ants and recorded the ants producing the raft multiple times. Upon reviewing the recording, the researchers discovered for the first time that each specific ant has a very specific position in creating the raft.
そう。だからもう、バーって集まって適当に、あ、じゃあ、この辺でってやってるんじゃなくて、mm. 私はこの右上みたいな、mm-hmm. あなたはこの隣みたいな感じで、
yeah.
係が決まってるっていうのを発見したっていう、すごいよね。
Well, it's like people going to work. Everyone goes into work and sits at their cubicle and has their, you know,、
ね、
specific report and、mm. you know, we really do behave.
だからその係をどういうふうにアサインしてるんだろうね。あなたここみたいな、またここ、hmm. みたいなさ、やだな、
yeah,
みたいな。
That's a difficult question, but I think we consistently sort of underestimate how complex、
ね、
these animals are and their systems are.
So,
like the research that's coming out recently on birds is、mm. mind-boggling.
So, ね、
birds are way smarter than we thought,、mm. and the density of their neural connections in their mind、is actually...quite significant、
mm.
and they've done weird tests、that sort of、there's like a I forget what they call it, but like a patience test. So they'll put、there's like a tube and the animal has to go through the side to get to the food, but a lot of animals don't have、aren't patient, don't think before they do things、
oh.
so they'll just run straight into the side of the tube which is like this clear plastic、
okay.
but thinking animals will go around the side and birds have for what I don't know birds are in that category now、
mm.
so they're finding out that birds do all kinds of weird planning things like、
right.
they can work like 4 or 5 step processes to get a final result、
mm.
which is far beyond humaninfants.
Right, right, right. そうだよね。なんかこのイカダもね、よくよく見ると一人の足に20人分の人っていうか20匹分の足が絡まってる時とかもあるんだって。だからその、ものすごい大変だよね。
So the structure they're making is actually super complex just as a structure.
そうそうそう。でも自分の足に20人絡まってきたらちょっと辛いよね。やめてみたいな、この細い一本にみたいな。
Yeah, you know the introductions they do for the Olympics where you have all the people come out with like different color umbrellas or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And they all do like a coordinated thing.
Yeah.
Which has this.
あと北朝鮮とかもいつもあるじゃん。
Yeah. It's kind of like that, right?
なんか超みんなが。
Because it has to be perfectly coordinated and everyone yeah, yeah. has to know their exact place and move yeah. at the right times and stuff.
That really makes me feel uneasy.
When you see that?
Yeah, it's like, can we not do this?
Like the, how do you feel about synchronized swimming? Isn't that
the
word?
あれも嫌なの。嫌だっていうか。
Everyone has the clip on their nose and, the cap.
であの、
but they're all pretending that they don't look ridiculous.
そう。だからああいうみんなで同時に、しかもシンクロってさ、なんていうの?水でも落ちないメイクしてるじゃん。結構濃いメイクしてるのに水に入っても平気っていう。で、髪の毛がすごい固まってるじゃん。
Yeah.
このなんていうの、 自然さの真逆みたいなのをオンパレードすぎて、なんか辛い。
I want to show that to someone who's never seen or heard of it their entire life, like an adult, and just see like what do you just see what their reaction is.
ね、だからすごいのはわかるよ。ね、すごいトレーニングとかしてるのもわかるんだけど、なんかざわざわしちゃうの心が。うわ、なんか、だから北朝鮮とかのああいうのもそうじゃん。なんかすごい揃ってて綺麗だけどみたいな。やめないみたいな。
What is it that makes you feel uneasy about it?
なんかその unnaturalness よ。なんかこの、なんていうかね。
I feel that way about the goose stepping.
Goose stepping?
Goose stepping.
What's that?
Goose stepping is, the Nazis did it. I think they do it in North Korea too. Where when they march, their legs are like super straight.
And they're like... 膝が伸びてる行進。
Just...this weird,
あれ絶対膝に悪そうだよね。
Super militaristic.
Yeah. あれも嫌だ。
Just all the military is just really like that, you know? They all like spin their rifles like one after another and they have all these like weird
things like that. なんかさ、私そういう軍隊でみんなが静止してる時にたまに貧血で倒れちゃう人とかいるじゃん。なんだけど誰も動いちゃいけないから助けられなくて倒れたまま放置されてる写真ってよくあるんだよね、ネットに。
Well,
あれ大好き。
The newbies always do that because you're not supposed to lock your knees. If you fully straighten your legs, it actually cuts off your circulation if you stand there for more than like 40 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, but you normally when we're standing for 40 minutes, we're shifting around a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But if you're standing, you know, at attention for some military exercise or speech or whatever it is, then you might just fall over.
なんか安心しない?その不自然さの中に、あ、やっぱなるよね、こういう風に、みたいな。それが見たいの。
Yeah. Have you seen those, there are nature documentaries on swarms.
Okay.
And swarm behavior. I think it might be the most interesting phenomenon in living things. Where, like birds, for example, they all...There's like swarms
right,
of birds.
Right.
They all like flow.
Yeah.
And fish do it too. You see schools of fish, they all, it's the same exact thing. Exactly the same thing. Fish, birds do it. Bats do it. Ants do it. All these different animals have this weird, super interlocked sort of subconscious motor. I don't know what it is. It's so bizarre.
この間テレビでやってたその魚がこうバーって柱を作るっていうかさ、まあ水族館とかによくあるあれを生で見に行くみたいなやつで、外側にいる魚は外側にいると食べられる危険が高まっちゃうから中に入りたい、でみんなが中に入りたいってしてるとああいう風に渦になっていくんですって言ってて、
Well, they actually survive better when they cooperate that way.
Right.
As a species, it's advantageous.
でそれをダイビングで見に行くみたいな。めっちゃ羨ましい。それをだから下から見て、でその何柱の中に入るのね。で中から見るみたいな。
That's kind of scary.
超羨ましい。
If you like screw up and you find out they're all piranhas or something.
What? だって海だよ。
Oh, they're not there.
It's not like Amazon River. No.
Still, there's scary stuff in the ocean. Yeah.
I don't know.It's like normal fish.
Isn't it weird that larger animals don't really do that? Swarm. The swarm thing. It's like at a certain size, they just cut it off. But I guess zebras do it, yeah? Sort of. It doesn't quite look the same, but...
I guess they do it when they're weaker, no? Weaker っていうか、その、prey になりがちな人たちでしょ?
Yeah, like the... it's like species that have... those sorts of predators kind of swarm together and create some sort of a weird illusion. I don't know what it is, but...
Yeah, cats don't swarm. I wish cats swarmed. And I want to be in the middle of it.
It's okay. researchers from the University of Pennsylvania's Positive Psychology Center have published a study on the overview effect as a general phenomenon in the journal Psychology of Consciousness. The researchers examined accounts of astronauts from around the world who have viewed Earth from space and found consistent themes such as unity, vastness, connectedness, and perception. Generally, the overview effect, or the experience of viewing the Earth from space, appears to be both overwhelming and life-changing. Lead paper author David Yaden made the following statement about the study. We watch sunsets wherever we travel to beautiful whenever we travel to beautiful places to get a little taste of this kind of experience. These astronauts are having something more extreme. By studying the more extreme version of a general phenomenon, you can often learn more about it.
ペンシルバニア大学ポジティブ心理学センターの研究チームが世界中の宇宙飛行士の宇宙から地球を眺めた際の感想を分析しました。宇宙から地球を眺めた感想には結束感、広大さ、人間同士のつながり、物の見方についてなど皆に共通したものがあり、誰しもが圧倒され人生が変わることが分かりました。研究を率いたデイヴィッド・イェイレン教授は以下のように述べています。私たちは美しい場所に旅行に行くと夕日を眺め、同じような気分をちょっとだけ味わっています。宇宙飛行士の場合はそれをもっと究極にした感じなのです。よくある現象の究極バージョンを研究することで、その感情についてより学ぶことができます。まあ確かにさ、宇宙に行って、宇宙から地球を眺めて、へえぐらいで終わる人っていなそうだよね。じゃない？
Well, you'd think so, but I've met a lot of people who are super unimpressed by really cool stuff on Earth, you know?
でもさ、宇宙飛行士になるぐらいだからさ、そういう sense of awe っていうものを感じれる人、
right.
そうじゃない?
Well, there's definitely a bias that, you know, people who are interested in space are gonna wanna, you know, they're more likely to be an astronaut and then,
right.
then they're more likely to be impressed.
でもなんかこうさ、全人類があの玉の上にいるんだみたいなさ、
mm-hmm.
このパッと見全部が見えるっていうのはさすがに宇宙行かないと見れないじゃん。
Do you know the quote of Carl Sagan where he had which one was it? I think it was the Voyager spacecraft. As it was getting further and further from Earth and heading to the outer solar system, Carl Sagan requested that they turn the spacecraft towards Earth and take a picture of Earth from really far away.
Okay.
And so Earth is just like this blue dot, pale blue dot.
Right.
Hold on. Let me just. It's so good. Let me just.
The quote or the picture?
Both.
Oh.
Let me just find the.
I'm sure I've seen it somewhere, though. It's really famous, right?
Yeah, but the quote is just. Okay, here it is. So it's a picture of Earth from super far away, and Carl Sagan says about this photograph, he says, from this distant vantage point, the Earth might not seem of any particular interest, but for us it's different. Consider again that dot, that's here, that's home, that's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you've ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there on a mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam.
すごいね。
And it's true.
本当だよね。
But it keeps going, but you know, we forget that we're
ね、そのなんか
on this tiny ball just hanging in space.
全人類の happiness and suffering が その天の上で起きている。
All of history. Right?
いや、やっぱ平じゃ済まされないよね。そりゃ。
So, you know, you see a picture like that, and if you're someone who has no interest in the universe or space, you know, the cosmos, think about how limited it really is if you are paying so much attention to Kim Kardashian or...You know, these sorts of, you know, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
This is, it's so small. It's so small and it's so brief.
あと自分自身もだよね。なんか自分自身の悩みとかさ、もっとこうだったらいいのにとか、もっと背が高ければとかさ、何？もっと可愛ければ、かっこよければ。
I need to change my eyelids or something.
Yeah. とかも本当にどうでもいいよね。
Well, it's this distinction. 宇宙規模で考えたら。You know, people. Generally, people don't realize that culture, all of this is culture, and culture is provisional. It's made up.
Right.
It's not real. It's literally not real. And the only thing that's real is you and your physical body, and you are on a planet. And yes, there's other people here, and there's buildings, and human beings have done all this stuff, but that's all just...That's all just culture.
Yeah.
You know? So, and we're so embedded in our own ideas and our own, you know, expectations and our own notions about all sorts of things that are just totally wispy, sort of not tangible or even relevant to you being able to enjoy your experience as a person on a planet.
Yeah.
You know, some form of some sophisticated monkey in the, you know, this mind in a flesh vehicle.
Yeah. So, 本当だからお悩み相談のコラムやった時に送られてくるお悩みも、なんていうの、カテゴライズしたらもうほとんどがその実は突き詰めたらカルチャーからデライブしてる問題、だからそれに気づいたら多分もっと生きやすくなりそう。
So these researchers are planning to try to get people to experience this overview effect through VR.
Okay.
As the next phase of their studies. I don't know whether that will work.
海とかでいいと思うんだけど、海は結構私はそういう感じがする、いつも、
yeah.
なんかあの、まあ、ダイビングとかもそうだし、普通に浮いてるだけでもいいんだけど、わなんかちっちゃいな自分ってみたいなさ、だからもうどうでもいいや。
I feel like that just looking at the moon、
yeah.
or just looking at the stars.
そうだね。
And that's why it's such a bummer that you can't see any stars in Tokyo
I know.
Because when you look at a star, those photons from that star have traveled for millions of years, and the physical photons from that actual star are going into your eyes.
Yeah.
Like that's real. You're actually looking at it. It's not a picture.
Yeah.
You know, so...people say like, oh, well, you can just, you know, Google image, you know, Hubble image, you know, look at space shit that way, or you can...
Who says that?
People say that.
That's
people
crazy.
Say that. Because, you know, if you can buy a really expensive telescope and you can look at Mars, and it's just going to look like this really tiny reddish smudge. Like, you're not going to see shit.
Yeah.
However, you get to look at Mars...with your eyes, you know? And that, for me, that's sort of like a powerful thing to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's completely different than looking at a picture for me.
Yeah, moon has that effect on me. Like, 月が結構近くに見える時あるじゃん。クレーターがすごい見えてる時になんか、ふとさ、なんか、あ、肉眼で今月が見えちゃってるみたいな。しかもクレーターがこんなはっきり肉眼で見えるんだ。
Yeah. みたいな。 If you like just squint a little bit, you can see some good detail.
Yeah. Yeah, a ton of detail. So.
Or just binoculars. If you buy some cheap binoculars on Amazon for like less than 3,000 yen and you point those at the moon, your mind will be blown.
Yeah.
You can see craters. You can see craters within craters. Mm. I don't know. The moon is really cool.
It is.
And people don't really appreciate it enough. So when I was, I was in, where was it? In Page? Somewhere in northern Arizona. I went to the Lowell Observatory.
Mm.
And that observatory is known for discovering Pluto as well as discovering the expansion of the universe itself.
Wow.
Which is redshift. And I went to a talk that was being given there by an astronomer.
Mm.
And they had like this half sphere, well, I guess a hemisphere, but not the top or bottom, but like a, well, basically just a hemisphere screen, this weird, I don't know how to describe it, like a weird concave screen. And they were projecting in there. Mm. And the whole presentation, there's no scene jumps. There's no cut from this scene to another scene. The whole presentation is just like zooming out from Earth and just going over everything. So, so nothing, there's no breaks in the way it's presented. So everything is in the perfect or the actual context and scale. And it was mind blowing.
Mm.
Even though I know a lot of this stuff already.
Yeah.
To have it all like put together all nicely was
visualized.
Was just really cool. I mean, I think they have a planetarium.
Okay.
In like, I think they have one in Ikebukuro.
Oh, in Japan?
Sunshine City. Well, I just think people should go to these things. Like it's.
I don't know.
Like,
みんなプラネタリウム行ってほしいみたいな。
Get in on this.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you I like.
You should have like a Michael のプラネタリウムツアー。
You know, I have like a weird theory about like what's happening in the universe, like generally, and just I got to explain that to this astronomer. And she like was totally on board, and so she gave me her email, and it like blew her mind. So it might be interesting to see if anything.
We'll see when you're gonna get the Nobel Prize someday.
Well, I don't know about that, but
Michael discovering the mystery of the universe.
I'm gonna write an essay about
it. He figured it out.
It's just. Well, I've brought it up several times on here.
Yeah.
You know, the entropy subject comes up and whatnot,
right.
But I don't know. It's fun. There's so much unknown. There's so much work to be done.
Yeah.
You know, if people have interest in space, there's so many mysteries, so many things that we know, but they haven't been fit together yet.
Yeah.
It's weird that not more people.
It's certainly more fun than, you know, to think about these things and think about Kim Kardashian. But then it's also interesting to think that she's also part of the universe.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, well, I think you should take samples at all scales.
Yeah.
Get a good mix.
Yeah.
One thing that these researchers believe this will be useful for is human psychology in what they call ICE, I-C-E, which stands for isolated, confined, and extreme environments. There's a lot of work being done to try to figure out how we can keep people from going nuts, you know, on the way to Mars and whatnot. So maybe the overview effect will give us some insight into, I don't know, what happens when you go to space, you know?
Right. You could still feel super lonely though, right? I mean, maybe you would feel even more lonely and isolated by looking at the earth from the window and getting it,
well,
you know, looking at it getting smaller and smaller, and
well,
like,
think about the
you
fact
can't see it anymore, and that's when you go nuts. No, like, holy shit, can I just go home? I miss, I don't know, hot
but
dogs.
Think about the idea that people might experience the overview effect when looking at Mars in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to right. be Earth. It could be anything. But, I mean, we haven't gotten to Mars yet, so.
Well, not yet, but.
I would definitely go nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's reassuring.
Yeah. This I know.
Tsugi. Over 1,000 leaders around the world have co-signed a letter calling for systemic reform to the prohibitionist drug policies leading up to the 2016 UN General Assembly special session on the world drug problem. According to the letter, quote, humankind cannot afford a 21st century drug policy as ineffective and counterproductive as the last century's. A new global response to drugs is needed, grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights. The list of signatories includes current presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, former President Jimmy Carter, as well as Warren Buffett, Richard Branson, and the former presidents or prime ministers of Mexico, Colombia, Brazil, Chile, Nigeria, Cape Verde, Switzerland, Poland, Greece, Hungary, Haiti, and the Netherlands, as well as many artists, actors, business leaders, elected officials, and many others. The letter states the following. The drug control regime that emerged in the last century has proven disastrous for global health, security, and human rights. Focused overwhelmingly on criminalization and punishment, it created a vast illicit market that has enriched criminal organizations, corrupted governments, triggered explosive violence, distorted economic markets, and undermined basic moral values. Governments devoted disproportionate resources to repression at the expense of efforts to better the human condition. Tens of millions of people, mostly poor and racial and ethnic minorities, were incarcerated, mostly for low-level and non-violent drug law violations, with little, if any, benefit to public security.
2016年度国連総会に向け、世界から1000人以上の有識者が薬物に関する法制度の見直しを求め、文書に署名しています。文書には、人類には21世紀の薬物関連法を20世紀の時のように無駄で逆効果なものにしている余裕はない。薬物に関して科学、理解、健康、人権に基づいた新しい認識が必要だと書かれています。署名した人々の中にはアメリカ大統領候補のバーニー・サンダースとヒラリー・クリントンや前大統領ジミー・カーターのほか、メキシコ、コロンビア、ブラジル、チリ、ナイジェリア、カーボベルデ、スイス、ポーランド、ギリシャ、ハンガリー、ハイチ、オランダの前大統領や前首相、その他アーティストや俳優、ウォーレン・バフェット、リチャード・ブランソンなどの財界人、議員などが含まれます。文書は以下のように述べています。20世紀に作られた薬物規制は人々の健康、安全、人権の観点から世界的に大失敗だったことが証明されている。圧倒的に刑罰化と罰すること自体に重きを置いており、その結果闇市場が生まれ、犯罪組織や汚職政府が潤い、暴力を引き起こし、経済を歪ませ、モラルが害された。政府は人々の生活環境の改善の代わりに、薬物規制に膨大な税金を投入した。何千万人もの貧困層やマイノリティの人々が刑務所に収監され、そのほとんどは警備で非暴力な罪が原因であり、公衆安全にほぼ貢献していない。これは本当にそうだよね。
Yep.
だいたいこのメキシコとコロンビアの元トップとかが言ってることだから、もう絶対に聞いた方がいいんだよ。だって、they know the best, right? They know what's wrong.
Yeah, well,
もうみんな聞こうこれを。もうだから日本も特にそうだけど、日本は特にその一般世論にこういうことが知識が広まってない、浸透してないし、mm. 政府も別にそれを浸透させようっていう努力をしてないからしょうがないんだけど。
Yeah, South America is a huge advocate of this at this point. Since、I mean, we've seen what's happened to Mexico.
Yeah.
Since the start of the drug war.
Yeah.
Or the war on drugs.
アメリカで大麻が合法化されればされるほど、メキシコカルテルの 財源がすごく小さくなってきてるっていうニュースもあったもんね。
Well, basically nothing bad has happened at all、
ね、
as a result of cannabis legalization.
Yeah, 本当にそう。
It's all positive. Nobody's died. No,、
yeah.
not even one person has died.、
うん、そうだからまあすごいこの問題に関して根本的に解決したい。その何が問題かを理解していて根本的に解決したい人は大体これを言うじゃんみんな、
うん、
でもこうあんまり考えたことなくて表面上だけのことしか知らない人はそんなの刑務所に入れればいいじゃんみたいな、
yeah.
それは何違法にしといた方がいいみたいなことを言うんだけど、well, そうすると本当にこの文書に書いてあるみたいにただただ、うん犯罪組織が潤う一方で何も解決されない。だから前にコラムにも書いたんだけどデンマークはあの刑罰化をやめたんだよね。でその結果、うん、ドラッグを使う人の数も減ったしドラッグで死ぬ人の数も半分ぐらいに減ったのかな確か、
yeah.
だからもうそれが答えじゃん。
Well, it's also an obvious violation of your human rights.
そう、それもそう人権侵害。
Yeah, because、you're gonna die, and you know. So if you wanna do drugs, I think you know. If you wanna do something, we know that these、substances, many of them are highly useful.
Yeah.
And like we've seen that cannabis、is highly effective for a wide range of things and has almost no adverse effects whatsoever,、
yeah.
especially when compared to prescription medications.And in some cases, there are no alternatives. You know, a lot of these for treating seizures,、cannabis has shown to be the only effective thing、
yeah.
for a lot of people who suffer from epileptic seizures. And that's a life-ruining condition.
そうだから、まあ、砂糖とか塩だってね、食べ過ぎたら害だし、水だって飲み過ぎたら害だし、なんていうの?
Well, you can jump out of a perfectly good airplane. That's legal.
Yeah.
And your parachute might not open.
Yeah.
You know,
we
have also... we've made all these adjustments for these thrill seekers, you know, so you can go bungee jumping, you can go scuba diving, you can、
yeah.
jump out of an airplane, you can do all these things.
So.
You know, but you can't、eat mushrooms.
Yeah.
And there was some...
だからその、まあ、禁酒法の時を思い出すとね、わかりやすいよね。だからアルコールが禁止だと、mm.だった時は政府が管理できないからもう誰がどうやって作ってるのかどういう成分が入ってるのかも全くわからない。だからそれを飲んで死ぬ人とかももちろんいて今それと同じことがドラッグでも起きちゃってるっていう。だからまああれだよね危険ドラッグとかも変なものが入ってるからあれをやることによって死ぬけどそれは違法だからそういう変なものが出回っちゃう。全然政府が目の届かないところでそういうものが蔓延するっていうことであって。
危険ドラッグ is a problem created by the Japanese government.
本当そう。
That's an absolute fact. It's completely their fault. Everyone who's ever gotten fucked up from 危険ドラッグ is just that's purely something created by the Japanese government and their prohibitionist policies.
だからそれこそアメリカみたいにこう人権を振りかざして訴えたら勝てる国だったら、mm. 本当にこれまで危険ドラッグを使って何か健康に被害が及んだ人はもう政府訴えれば勝てそうな勢いだから、yeah. だってこの間ね それこそ Chelsea Does Netflix の番組でドラッグの会があってそれをドキュメンタリーね見てたらあの薬物依存のエキスパートが出てきて、mm-hmm. まあ彼はずっとその依存症をどうやって治せばいいかっていう研究をしてる。で Chelsea があの、まあ、ドラッグいろんな種類がありますけど依存度が高くて人がいっぱい死ぬドラッグと言ったら何ですかって言ったら彼がヘロインとニコチンって言ってたのね。
うん。
だからあのでニコチンは合法じゃん。
Well, tobacco, yeah.
Yeah, タバコ、そう。だからなんていうの違法だから。
Well, prescription pills, I think might be getting up there for sure.
そうだから違法だからダメで合法だからいいっていう風に。考えまあ older generation とか特に日本だとそうやって思いがちだけど、yeah. それはこう政府のいろんな思惑とか利権とかがあってそうなってるだけであって、
mm-hmm.
実際中身を見るとその刑罰化されてることによって逆に苦しんでる人が増えてるっていうのがあるわけだからね。 This is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's important because a lot of people are being affected by this, and this is totally just a misguided government policy. And if you look at the science and the research, it's very clear. A lot of these prohibited substances, like ayahuasca or psilocybin or cannabis, none of these things are even slightly dangerous physiologically at all.
So,
you can eat as much psilocybin as you can possibly fit in your stomach.
Yeah.
And it's nowhere close to doing anything to you physically.
Same
for cannabis
and DMT. もうちにミーナが来てくれて特別編で話してもらったけど、あれが違法っていうことがさ、なんか意味がわからないよね。なんかなんでどういう意味みたいな。It's like
ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Well, DMT or dimethyltryptamine is the most powerful psychedelic that exists on this planet. And people who have taken it, I haven't taken it, but people who have taken DMT say that, like, it's so mind-boggling and so profound and that if a UFO landed on the White House lawn today, it would still be page two news to you. That's how shocking DMT is. And they say, like, the only danger is, the only fear that they have taking DMT is death by astonishment is the fear, supposedly. Like, I can't fathom what that really means, but...
And it's really not something that you would abuse, or I don't even know if you could abuse it.
Nobody does.
You know, like, yeah, you usually do it with the guru or shaman or whatever, you know.
And that's only because it's illegal.
It's just...
You know? And it's only because you'd have to go to, you know, Peru or somewhere to do that.
So, その Chelsea Does でね、ペルーに行って、Chelsea Handler っていうアメリカの有名なコメディアンが、アイオワスカをやっ、ま、アイオワスカだけじゃなくて、あの、ADD の薬、Adderall とかを自分で試してみて、何が起きるかカメラの前でやってみるみたいな。すごい面白かったよ。あれは、日本のネットフリックスでも見れるのかな、わかんないけど。
You know, all these legal drugs, the prescribed ones, have side effects. You know, if you can be prescribed selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and the side effect is you have an inclination towards committing suicide. As a side effect, if you take some of these prescription painkillers that everyone in the U.S. seems to be on all the time, that people... Thousands of people are dying on those every year. It's constant. And they're completely whacked out. You can see this on American television. There are actors and whatnot that will show up in interviews. Yeah. And they're not behaving normally. They're way off. And it's because they're on like Xanax or one of these.
Yeah.
You know.
まあ日本もちょっとは良くなってきてるというか、インフォメーションが。まあ、アメリカでその大麻が合法化されたこととかもあるから、ちょっとはなんか良くなってきてる感じはするよね。なんか、
well, not from the government, right?
No, not from the government, but from the media. Like, the government is not really saying any, telling us anything.
But well, they have information on their websites, yeah?
I think if you look at 警視庁とかね、the bullshit.
If you look at the Japanese government websites, aren't they still saying the...
I guess. But, I mean, I feel like it's getting a little bit better.You know, little by little, even here, because 結構始めた頃にうちらがポッドキャストでこういう話するとすごいなんか怒る人がいたじゃん。
Yeah.
あのなんかもうただただ怒るみたいな。でも
I think there still are, but...
でも最近はそういうのは受け取らないからみんななんか分かってる人も多くなってきたのかなっていう。Yeah, it is just information.
It's just information.
It's crazy because 知り合いの人でね、CBD オイルを作ってる人がいるのアメリカで。で、CBD オイルはもう日本でも全然合法なわけよ。その大麻の THC の部分が違法だから日本は。So CBD は別に肺にも何にもならないし、ただ健康にいいっていうだけ。
I thought you do get high off of CBD oil.
No.
No.
What? I don't know in general, but what they're making does not get you high at all. It's okay. just an oil. So, で、日本に、で、欲しいっていう人がいたら、それを売ってるのね、日本の人にも。Hmm. で、東京の税関の人はそれを分かってるから、すぐ通してくれるんだって。でも、大阪とか、どこだっけな、どっかは毎回止められるんだって。
Hmm.
で、だから彼女はその日本に来た時に税関のところに行って、ほらこれもう何でもないから、もう何なら開けてみて飲んでみてくださいみたいな。そしたら触りもしないんだって、その係の人が。いやいいですいいですみたいな。なんかなんだっけ、なんつったんだっけな、デリケートな商品なのでみたいなこと言って、怖がりすぎて触りもしないんだって。で彼女は、いや朝ってあるでしょみたいな、洋服とかでもそれと一緒だからみたいな。あとの何、ヘンプシードオイルとかさ、ヘンプ、プロテインとかも散々売ってるじゃん、うん、だからもう同じだよって言っても、いやいやいやとか言ってすごい怖がるんだって。
It's all,
それぐらい
like
分かってない。
It's from like this whole thing is imported from the United States。
Yeah.
You know, this whole yeah. notion, this whole...
そう、本当そう。
It's totally not Japanese at all.
そう、私はだからアメリカに責任取ってほしいけど、その部分は。だからそんな怖がる。なんかただのオイルなのに。だから本当にそれこそオリーブオイルとか、なんていうの、mm-hmm. 植物油じゃん。なのにそんなに怖がるっていう。だからそこまで情報が浸透してないっていうか、分かってないっていうのは、なんか面白いよね。
Japan might be the latest、the slowest country on earth on this issue at this point, no? Who's more behind right now?
I have no idea.
Right? It's kind of
China?
It's super obvious in Europe and
yeah,
pretty much all yeah. of the Americas at this point, right? And Canada's legalizing cannabis next year.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Justin Trudeau.
Is
he's seriously,
that's what he's doing?
Seriously, he's, I really think that he's the best leader ever. Like, there's no catch.
Handsome.
There's no catch so far. I mean, he's like, その gender equality, immigrant issues, like racial diversity, you know, and this drug issues,
mm-hmm.
just everything. He's doing the right thing.
Okay, well, I'll try not to look into him too closely because I don't want to
like,
burst
wow.
your bubble here.
I mean, I'm so jealous with Canada. I wish we had him here. I mean, I wish we had him everywhere. And then this world will
Everywhere.
Be a better place.
You can have a swirling,
I
like,
really
swarm
believe it.
Of Trudeaus.
And then
and
the other day,
the
and then the other day, he was talking about quantum computing.
Mm-hmm.
The journalist was like, well, like, I'm not asking you to explain it, but, you know, like, I think he was asking about the importance or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he actually started explaining it.
What did he say?
I don't remember, but it sounded totally correct.
I doubt.
I'm not an expert, but
nobody,
it sounded totally correct.
Nobody really understands.
But he was really confident. Though. Like, he was just trying to convince people yeah. that it's important.
There was
you know?
A huge breakthrough in quantum computing just recently, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, huge breakthrough. It has to do with the different... Yeah, I don't want to try to explain it. But apparently yeah. there's like different... It's taking advantage of the indeterminate states. So you can have, like, instead of just one or zero, you can have a wide range of states.
Huh.
For, yeah.
I thought that's what he was saying, too. Like, with the traditional computing, it was all ones and zeros. Mm. But with quantum computing... I mean, I'm not going to try to repeat what he said because I don't want to misrepresent him, but dude, he's awesome. I mean, I'm obviously liberal.
Quantum
right?
computers are pretty awesome.
Rather
too.
Than conservative.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like atarimai that I'm impressed by
well,
him.
Well, there's
but...
a lot of guys like him that are really on point with like social, you know, social issues,
yeah.
but they tend to be a bit off as far as like what the rule of government should actually be and economic policy in particular. I think it's very difficult for a politician to be good on economic policy. It's just, it's so complex.
Yeah.
And there's so much bad information. So.
God damn, he's perfect.
Wow, you're really high on...
I'm in love. だから、政治家みんなちょっと彼を見習ってほしい。本当に。あの、だから出現してる人たちとか、あの、日本の議員とかでもね。
Well, you know, just...
だからその女性差別して、なんかこの間もいたんだよ、なんかもうすごい女性差別みたいなこと言った議員の人がね。なんかそういう、なんていうの、unawareな状態で議員になっちゃってる。
Yeah.
こんな考え方で、よく、
well, it's not gonna happen.
ここまで来れたね、
you know,
みたいな。
We just need people that are gonna get themselves out of the way and represent the people. That's all we need. You know, we don't need someone to come and like have a bunch of like personal values and all. I'm tired of all that stuff. You know, just represent the people.
そうだね。
Whatever that is, even if it's not my opinion, if that's what the people feel, then I can support that.
まあ民主主義って本当はそういうべきだもんね。だからあの都知事みたいなさ、なんかめっちゃお金使ってるみたいなあれは本当にもはや民主主義ではないよね。何百万、ファーストクラス何百万みたいな。That's just nuts.
次。In a social study by scientists at the University of Colorado, Boulder, published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology, group discussion not only polarized the views of participants, it also led participants to believe that the views of others were more extreme than they actually were. In two experiments, the researchers had groups of 4 to 6 like-minded participants discuss political subjects, specifically whether Obama or Bush has been a better president. Generally, participants not only misremembered the positions of others, but they also underestimated the polarization of their own attitudes that occurred during the discussions. The researchers believe that this is because current, more extreme attitudes influence the memory reconstruction of attitudes that they had before the discussion. The findings have implications for our awareness of group polarization as a psychological bias and the effects of partisan discussion.
コロラド大学ボルダー校の社会学の研究でグループディスカッションをすると意見が極端に分かれていき、さらに自分と反対の意見だけを極端だと信じ込む傾向にあることが分かりました。実験では4人から6人の似通った意見を持つ人々を集め、オバマとブッシュではどちらがより優れた大統領だったかを議論してもらいました。議論後にアンケートを取ると全体的に参加者は他人がどちらの意見だったか間違えて記憶していたり、議論中に自分の意見が極端になったことにも気づいていませんでした。チームによると議論中に白熱することで元々の自分の意見を忘れてしまうということです。だから自分が思ってるよりも自分が認識しているよりもすごく両極端に分かれちゃうってことだよね。
Yeah. Do you remember that that research we discussed like 2 weeks ago about whether or not human beings are inherently violent?
Yeah.
I think, and I was saying that I think human beings are inherently competitive.
Right.
I think that inherent competitive thing, I don't think it's just humans. I think everything is inherently competitive. Just...as like how evolution as a function or a dynamic of evolution. And I think we see this everywhere all the time. This sort of polarization.
Yeah.
The dichotomy that we see between liberal and Democrats.
Right.
Or, you know, meat eaters and vegetarians or any two...It's always two. It's always bifurcated in some way, you know, like opposites. And we, you know, we have ancient ideas like yin and yang and it's all, there's a weird polarized thing like that, you know, male, female.
犬派、猫派とかもね。
Yeah, it's always like,
なんで二つ?
Right?
Yeah.
Left and right.
Yeah.
It's like built in.
Up and down.
It's like built in, like into our biology, right? Maybe there's aliens that have three hands and everyone splits up into three different political parties or something. But it seems like we're some sort of a base to weird thing like this.
二択っていうのはめんどくさいよね。どっちかっていう。
Do you feel yourself doing this? Like if you argue, like you can start arguing with like your boyfriend or something and it'll escalate and you guys will end up on, you guys will be polarized not only in your argument, but you'll end up on other opposite ends of the room and maybe he's sleeping on the couch all of a sudden. You know, it moves towards the poles. There's like a weird thing that happens.
Right.
Between, you know, two people, two parties, two countries, anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think at least with your partner, I think it's more about, it's not really about competition. It's probably more about the expectation. Like you have high expectation for the other person to understand you.
Right.
So it's kind of like, why can't you understand this? Like,
but you become extreme, right? And you don't really realize that you're doing it.
Yeah.
And later you'll be like, I'm sorry I said this. That was like way unnecessary and over the top.
Yeah.
And you know,
てかね、もう後からっていうか、その最中からうすうす思ってるよね。It's like, I actually don't really care about this, みたいな。Like, why are we doing this? なんだろうね。And it's really like no one's really benefiting from it, you know? But I only do it with my husband and it's pretty rare. So
it's weird that everything's like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have North Pole and South Pole, and then we have the same thing with magnets, and we also have positive and negative charge.
Yeah.
Everything kind of works in this really weird way. And it's so applicable to the way that we operate mentally. There's actually an argumentative fallacy called straw man argument, where you misrepresent the other person's position.
Right.
I think the straw man fallacy is largely unintentional and sort of a weird side effect of this.
Yeah.
This polarization.
そうね。なんかこう白熱した時点で冷静ではないからね。だからそのバーって言ってて相手がいやそんなことは言ってないじゃんっていうやつでしょ。それは本当によくあるね。
Think about how some of the people that hate each other the most, it's like it's their ex-wife or something. It's someone that they used to love.
Right, right, right.
It becomes the worst thing.
まあそれはそうだよね。なんかどうでもよければ嫌いにもならないもんね。
Yeah.
どうでもよすぎて。好きでも嫌いでもないみたいな。だから、でもだからあんまり、Are there people that you don't like or you hate?
Me? Like right now?
Yeah.
No.
Right? That's because like, I feel like you and I both, like, we don't care enough. We don't really, you know, because like, I go out and talk to my friends and sometimes they surprise me by saying something like, oh, I hate this girl on TV. You know, like they really, really hate this girl and they have so much to say about her, even though they haven't met, you know. So, you know, some people really care about other people, you know, and some people don't.
Yeah. I think at some point you sort of figure out that a huge part of being happy and what your life is not having those things in your life.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And some people get really competitive and try to like go it alone and will burn bridges and step on people to get what they want.
Yeah.
But I think if you're personally, I think that one of the most important things for you to be happy is your friends and having a good time and joking with each other and being cool like with the people around you and if you don't have that in your life, I think you're really missing out. It's like you don't need to compete with people or be jealous of what other people are doing or compare yourself to like this person. It's like, you know, people get weird about all that stuff, but it's, I don't think any of it helps anything, Really?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I answer your question? Did you ask a question?
I don't even know.
Just went off on a thing.
面白いね、オバマとブッシュ。
You know, they've done experiments where... Oh, you know the... Oh, where was it? They did that one experiment where they took students and they put some of them in these like little jail cells and then made the other ones like the prison guards or whatever. And then they started treating each other horribly and it, you know, split that way. Well, they've done weird experiments where they just assign groups. Like, they'll just take one group of... Everyone's in the same group and then they'll just... All you have to do is to make two teams, and all of a sudden, they form these groups and make generalizations about the other group, and becomes a hostile environment. Very,
right.
You know, even though everyone was together just moments before, like if you take a classroom of people and you put wristbands of one color on one, you know, group, and then a different color on the other.
国もそうだよね。
Yeah.
だから本当にもう一個ってことにしないみたいな。で、もうこれ地球みたいな一個で、でも便宜上、なんか税金とかやんなきゃいけないじゃん。なんか便宜上を地域によって分けてることにして、なんていうのだからさ。
Is this your one world government plan?
Yeah, like, だって、なんかさ、なんていうの、例えば弟からお金取ってラッキー得したってあんま思わないじゃん。Cause it's like, you know, we're the same family. It's like, you know, what's the point?So, if we all feel that way towards each other across countries, then we probably don't exploit each other this much.
Is that the answer?
Yes.
Love is the answer.
Love is totally the
answer.
It's
your theory about human beings.
Yeah, because I was telling you about the Donald Trump rally free hug video where その黒人の男の人がドナルド・トランプのラリーに行ってフリーハグをオファーするっていう。でその後にバーニー・サンダースの方にも行って同じことをするんだけど、そのやっぱり本当に究極本当 love と hate の問題だもんね。だからドナルド・トランプの方は hate がありすぎ、もうみんなが怒ってる、みんなが機嫌悪いとか、みんながネガティブな言葉を発してる。だからそれで良くなるわけがないじゃん、普通に考えたら。 Like, you know, just yellingcrazy shit. Like, there was one woman who accepted the free hug, and then she was like, black is good, black is good, white is better, white is better. And she's like standing right next to this white guy she just hugged, you know. And to me, that's just like,
what does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just like, is this real? I mean, is she real?
Yeah.
I mean,So yeah, love is the answer. 本当だよ。でも。
Well, you know, people have... Yeah, I don't know. Love is the answer, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's tough because there's all these boundaries that we take way too seriously.
本当そうだよ。
Whether it's national or ethnicity.
And it's silly. It's just silly.
Well, here's the point of the whole overview effect is that we all have so much in common, whether it's you or some kid in Bangladesh or Timbuktu or wherever, you know, we're all in the same predicament. We are all trying to be happy. We all have families and people we care about, people that care about us. There are things that we have in common on the human level, but we kind of just put that...You know, brush that under the rug and look for what we have in common at the national level or the political level.
そうだね。
And we amplify these really minor differences until it becomes these major, major issues that inevitably lead to conflict. And
it's silly. It's old. It's lame.
It is old.
We should just stop it already. It's just not cool.
Yeah.
We should just all watch, was it Saw 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8? There was one episode where,
movie?
What movie?
That they was, make that many of them?
Yeah, but in one of them, they were focusing on like cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
So there were like 5 or 6 or 7 people gathered in that like terrible setting. And mm-hmm. they thought that they had to compete with each other. So they were like competing the entire time. And in the end, they learned that if they all worked together, they would have all survived.
It's like the Batman boat thing, right?
Batman boat thing?
Definitely not being specific enough. Remember like the... I'm so bad with Batman stuff. But the Joker had like this bomb thing set up in these like 2 boats or something.
Okay.
And they were told like one of the boats has to blow up, and then you know if you hit the switch, then you'll blow up the other boat.
Oh, okay.
Right?
And so one of the
and then
one has to go, like one has to.
I think that's what the Joker was saying. And so somebody on one of the boats is like, push the button. Let's just push the button. Like, fuck
asshole.
Those other people. So he pushes the button and then the boat he's in blows up.
Oh.
And it was like a fucked up
karma.
Lesson. Yeah.
Karma.
But you don't really feel bad because...
Because he was an asshole.
Yeah, I guess. But it's kind of just a message about human nature.
Right, right.
Right.
Yeah. So that
it's a tribal thing. It's an old...
Yeah.
It's a really old tribal thing.
Yeah, let's just get past that. Deep shit. So, while you were gone, Kumamoto de jishin atta kara ne, Michael ga inai aida ni. Shite ta?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sugoi yo ne, ano kazu ga. Ano okkii no ga mou nankai atta no imamade ni tte iu kurai.
Yeah, well, wasn't the largest one was actually an aftershock. Or I guess they say that that's the main shock, and then the first one was like a pre-shock or something.
Yeah. でもやっぱり地震ってだから予測できないんだね。
Are you prepared?
You're
not prepared.
Have water and crackers that would last for like 5 years, and
yeah.
I have like emergency toilet.
Mm.
But that's it. And I have cat leash and cage. In case I have to take them out.
Yeah. It's very important that people are fully prepared.
Right.
Like fully expect something to happen. Because, you know, the cost of that preparation is not significant.
なんかツイッターでもこれ今聞いてくれてるかもしれないけど、被災して車中泊、車で今寝泊まりしてるっていう人がメッセージを送ってくれたけど、エコノミー症候群になっちゃってる人がいるみたいだから気をつけてほしいよね。確かにずっと座って同じ体勢でいたりすると良くなさそう。あと結構テレビで見てると生理用品が支援物資届いてるのとかを見て、
yeah.
I mean it's really I've never had to go through that. Like, I just can't imagine what it's like to... I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are, like, sick or pregnant or old or with broken bones or whatever. But just the simple, like, you know, if you have period, you know, it sucks. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine. So... 本当に大変だと思う。なんか、本当にだから想像もできない。Like, I wouldn't even know what to say.
Yeah, well...
でも関東もね、いつでも起きる、いつでも起きるってずっと言われてるからね。
It will. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Anyone who thinks it's not going to happen, you're crazy. Of course it will. It's just a matter of time. They've been predicting these things for a long time.
You have like a full package, right?
I think I'm about as prepared as I could be.
What do you have in your bag?
It's a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, I've got kondo and gas.
Ah, right, right.
Stuff to stay warm and lots of pasta. And I have a lot of water in there. And I actually got something called a life straw.
What's that?
It filters all the bacteria and viruses out of any water source.
Oh.
So you can drink water as long as you find water.
Oh, it's the one that they're distributing in Africa.
Yeah, yeah. Ah. So when you buy Life Straw, they actually a lot of that money goes support communities in Africa who don't have clean water.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I got something called a BioLite, which is it's basically a stove, but if you just put anything burnable in it, then you can cook with it. So you can take like twigs or whatever, and then you can have a fire and stay warm.
Wow.
And it also, you know, charges your phone and stuff with the energy from the fire that it makes from twigs. So, but it definitely, yeah, it makes sense to prepare.
Right. Mm. So-ka. Yeah, I mean
that's all we can do, really, right?
I guess if they can't predict it, then...
Well, it's getting better because, you know, people get warnings on their phones, you know.
Not this time or not last time. It just happens.
Well, yeah, but once there's one earthquake, at least if there's one earthquake, we know to be prepared for aftershocks and whatnot too, right? Sometimes we get kind of sketchy earthquakes here.
Yeah.
Like we had one maybe 3 weeks ago here in Kanto.
Right. あとエクアドルでもね、地震があって、それの、
that one was really bad.
まあ、すごい離れてるけど、どれぐらい関連性があるのかっていうのは、誰にもわからないって言って、今調査してるって書いてあったけど。So,
yeah.
It sucks.
I was in the US, and I actually, totally unrelated, I found out that I'm not allergic to cats.
What do you mean, you found out?
I grabbed a cat. And I rubbed my face in it multiple times.
Right.
Zero reaction. Isn't that weird?
Well, some people say that it depends on cats. Like, some cats don't have, like...
I tried it with two different cats.
Dandruffs. Or... okay.
No, but before, it was, like, completely impossible. I don't know.
Maybe your immune system got better, or...
I don't know if it works like that.
Because... I don't know, to me, when I'm really tired and I come home and I, like, smell my cat, I kind of get, my face kind of gets blotchy, like,
I'll sometimes. Test it with Furby next time, and Tigger.
Yeah, Furby is furrier than Tigger, so if you're okay with Furby, then you're probably okay with Tigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, traveling around the U.S., I was so surprised by how beautiful the land is there. I was I was blown away. I went to this place called Zion, which is like really south Utah.
Right.
And it's way beyond like Avatar or any of that stuff. Like I couldn't believe it. Just like this is real. And I like all this geology stuff and I was just reading about how old it is and the things that happened and you know the melting of the ice sheets and these floods and how the rivers like carve these canyons out and stuff and you really see you can really feel how powerful nature is you know it really doesn't mess around They in Zion, they would have like these flash floods and nobody can predict them. They have no idea basically when they're going to happen.
Okay.
But this flood will just show up and just smash like all the trees, everything wash like huge boulders.
So obviously no one lives there, right? Like lives around it. Like no one would get affected.
Well, those flash floods happen while people are actually hiking in.
What?
Yeah, people die there all like frequently.
Like tourists?
Yeah, because if you're hiking there and a flash flood hits, you better get out of the, you know, where the water is. Otherwise, you're done. So it's crazy how little, like how easily you can mess up and get yourself killed in these national parks.
Right.
Like you think, you know, there's no cones or like little tape things to keep you from going. You can just go wherever.
I mean, they've been...
There's mountain lions, like, running around.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of cases where people die, like, trying to take selfies and stuff, right? Because usually they don't really put any, like, fence or anything.
Yeah.
So...
Definitely the selfies are dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
And when I was hiking in Zion, there was, like, this... Out of nowhere, literally... It was a sunny, beautiful day. Then there was like this one sketchy cloud. I was like, oh, that's kind of sketchy. And then all of a sudden, it was a hailstorm and lightning was striking.
Oh, God.
And I hate lightning. And I'm like, it's this place called Angel's Landing.
Right, right. You like, posted a picture on Instagram, yeah.
It's like a, just total drop-offs on both sides. Like this... ridge is so narrow that you can't even fall left or right. You'll fall off. Like that's how narrow
no.
it is. And it was so crazy. Like on the way up, there was this, the whole story was just unbelievable. Like I was riding the bus up to this Angel's Landing and there's this woman. I got up and let this older lady sit down and she started talking.
Yeah. To you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, there's, you know, you're such a gentleman. There's not many of you left around. But then she was telling me, she's like, oh, where are you going to hike? And I was like, oh, I'm going to Angel's Landing. And she's like, well, I hiked Angel's Landing like, you know, 30 years ago. And my guide like spread his arms wide at the top to show everyone how beautiful it was. And he fell off. To his death. And this is like
on my way.
So
her guy died in front of her.
Yeah. And she's like telling me this like right before I hike.
Wow.
So I'm going up and then it gets so sketchy that there's people who quit because they're too scared.
Oh.
So there's like this woman that's just like stopped partway on the trail and she's like, yeah, I don't think I can go any further than this. You know,
okay.
I like hiking, but I'm not comfortable. And she just like was going on and on, but
who was she talking to?
Oh, she was talking to me. She just, cause she felt embarrassed that she wasn't like continuing to hike, I guess.
But she should stop though. I mean, she's doing the right thing for sure.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, if who are you trying to impress?
Yeah. If you
anyway?
Don't have confidence.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I'm getting towards the top and then
so
that
you
cloud,
have to listen to this person.
Yeah. I was just getting spooked out the whole
herself.
Time. Like the tension, the anxiety
what,
about
why
this
is it
building.
So scary? Like what's the,
there's no path really. There's no clear like footing. There's
right.
there's no trail clearly.
Okay.
So you're walking on like slanted sandstone and you're climbing with like hands and feet. And if you make a mistake, you'll fall off and you're done.
So it's really narrow.
It's narrow. It's steep. There's stuff that trip over. It's...
Can you like turn around anytime?
No, because you have to be very careful about where you're stepping.
No, I mean like you can go back anytime or...
Well, there's people behind you also coming up sometimes. So,
right. So...
So when the hailstorm and lightning started, it was time to like... call it quits and head back down.
Yeah.
But there were still some, there was this crazy Asian dude who was like still trying to go up to the top even after it's like a hailstorm. I mean, these ice rocks are just whacking everyone.
Yeah.
And lightning is striking and people get struck by lightning. I mean, there's nothing else for lightning to strike.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't want to be there.
Yeah.
But there was like this Asian dude, he looked like a computer hacker or something. And he was, like,
what is that stereotype?
I don't know. I just couldn't believe this guy.
Okay.
And he was like trying to keep going up, but there were so many people trying to rush down the mountain.
Right. Right.
People were freaking out.
Yeah.
We all thought we were done.
Yeah.
I mean, you just saw the look. I would just look around at other people's faces and they're just like,
terrified.
Yeah. Everyone was terrified. And there's this crazy Asian hacker dude who is like trying to go up, but he's going off the like trail-ish part, like the climbable part. And so he's like trying to climb up this steep side of this ridge, and he's like grabbing onto a like bush to try to like pull himself up. And then his feet are slipping because there's...
Oh, God.
Keep in mind, there's ice everywhere now because of the hailstorm.
Oh, God.
So it's really slippery. And I'm watching this guy about to die. And I'm like, what is he doing? Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
And like some older dude there like reaches his hand out and like saves this guy's life, basically, because the bush was like slippery and not working. He like saves this like Asian hacker dude's life, and he's just like, cheers, mate. And he just keeps going up. Yeah, he just kept climbing up. I couldn't believe it.
Cheers, Chanel.
Yeah.
すごい ね. Was he like Australian or something?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know if he was British or Australian.
すごいね. 謎の But
you just see all kinds of characters sometimes, you know, in situations like that.
Yeah. Well, I feel like in the States, you interact with people more, or people talk more in public. So I feel like you see more characters than when you're in Japan, because people are more quiet here and you don't really bother other people. So
they're a lot less conformist.
Yeah.
People express themselves all the time. You just...
Or like strangers would join your conversation out of nowhere.
Yeah. That happens all the time.
いきなり会話入ってきたこの人みたいな。
Yeah.
それ楽しいけどね、私は。
It feels really weird.
誰? みたいな。
I hadn't been to mainland US in so long.
Yeah. I mean, like flying to the States alone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really fun as an experience. I've done that once, and you make tons of friends, or, you know, you talk to so many people.
Yeah. People are just talking to each other all the time.
Yeah. Just randomly. Yeah.
So it's I kind of felt cold when I came back, actually.
まあね。
You know,
まあね。
Everyone's really professional and bowing. And...
しかもなんか話しかけたらすごい変な人と思われそうだしね。
Mm-hmm.
なんか、なんでも雨すごいですねとかだけでもさ、
Yeah, it's like 誰だよ。So what are you trying to do?
そうそうそう。
What's going on?
怪しまれちゃう。
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's changing at all? I don't feel like it is really.
I don't know. でもね、昨日そういえば電車に乗ってたら、私の隣におばあちゃんが座ったのね。で、その向かいに若い男性が座ってたわけよ。で、若い男性がなんか肩にかけれる。あの部活の高校生が持ってるようなさ、エナメルみたいなカバンあるじゃん、
yeah.
あれを床に置いたのね。でそれを床に置いた時に彼のこのカバンのこれなんていうんだい、手すりじゃなくてカバンのこのハンドル、
yeah.
部分が床についちゃってたのね、で別にまあ気にしないじゃん、男性だし。そしたらそのおばあちゃんが急に何も言わずに、その結構しかも電車のさ向かいって離れてるじゃん、
yeah.
おばあちゃんがこう中腰になって急にその彼のカバンの持ち手の部分を地面につかないようにこのカバンの上に置いたのね。急にその若いお兄さんもなんか何みたいな、でああみたいな、で何も言えず彼もびっくりしちゃって、でおばあちゃんは何事もなかったように椅子に
But that's how it is here. Like, people are so shocked if there's an interaction. Like, people are usually speechless. Like, we're both so shocked by the situation.
そう、おばあちゃんも一言も何も言わなかったから、私はそれを横で見てて、すごい面白かった。なんか、おばあちゃん優しいみたいな。なんか、で、一瞬でなんか孫とかなのかな、実はと思ったけど。まあ確実に知り合いではない感じだったんだよね。面白いよね。
And that was like super intimate by Tokyo standards, right?
Yeah, like yeah. Cause it's so rare that I still remember this one time. Like I was on a train, and sometimes there's like あの頭をこう座ったら窓のとこにちょっとボコって出てる時があるじゃん。窓と窓の間みたいな。なんか柱じゃないけど隙間みたいな。でこうみんな結構座ってて、で迎えにいたなんか外国人の人がそこにガチンって頭をぶつけちゃったの、それを見て私は笑っちゃって、で目が合って 2人で笑ってたんだけど、だからそういうのが珍しすぎて、多分もう5年以上前、もう下手したら10年近く前かもしれないけど、未だに覚えて
る。Yeah. It's weird what we remember.
Yeah, and it's way nicer when you're not trying to flirt with anyone or anything, or when the other person is not like hitting on you or anything. It's just this genuine human interaction.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe if you live in the States, it sounds super silly, but if you lived in Tokyo,
yeah.
or if you, even in Japan, if you lived outside of Tokyo, maybe it happens all the time, but here it's just, you know, it's really rare.
I felt so un-American the whole time. Like I was a tourist. I don't know how stuff works. They have a drive through
Starbucks?
No, a drive through ATM. So people, it looks like I don't know how to describe it, but people drive their car up to this ATM.
Ah, like, yeah. Like, yeah, I've seen that.
Card in and they like
gasoline stand みたいになってるやつ.
Yeah. Stuff like that. I'm just like, what?
They have that in Florida.
Everything's drive through.
もうどうしても車降りたくないんだろうね.
Yeah, I was like, what? It's crazy.
そうだね.
All kinds of stuff was so mind boggling to me. I couldn't believe how the police behave in the United States. I was so shocked.
I was in Arizona?
And in LA. Because I went to LA, then San
LA
Diego.
LA の方がすごそう。
Cops, I saw police cars just blast, they just blow through an intersection going like 70 miles an hour. Like, what the fuck are you doing? If you hit somebody, everybody's dead. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
What's worth it to do that?
Yeah.
They're so reckless. I was driving on the highway and someone started tailgating me super close, like bumper to bumper close.
Wow.
And I'm like, what is this shithead doing?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? He was so close that I couldn't see the blue stripe on the side of his car.
Oh.
It was highway patrol.
What were they doing?
He just wanted me to get out of his way.
So that's how they do it?
It's so dangerous, right? It's so dangerous.
Is that even legal?
I don't know. But if I knew how to do it, I would. I don't know. You know how on YouTube people pull over the police sometimes and like do like a citizen's arrest thing?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Technically, that's a thing.
Yeah.
But it's just like the police in the US are just totally out of control. I was shocked.
Mm.
It's like, it's not just the media blowing it out of proportion. Like
right.
These people are nuts.
Hmm. So crazy.
Yeah.
Did you have fun though?
Yeah.
Overall?
Yeah. I went to this museum in LA called called Jurassic Technology. It's super low key.
Okay.
I don't know. It's kind of small.
Okay.
It's the best museum I've ever been to. And I don't want to explain anything about it because it would defeat the point. But it was like mind-blowing.
Okay.
It's mind-blowing.
It's in LA?
It's in LA, yeah. It's called Jurassic Technology. It was so cool.
これから、日本もね、結構 LA 行く人は多いから。LA これから行く人はじゃあその。
The first hour that I was there, I was like, what is this? I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. And then I started to figure out like what was going on.
Does it have anything to do with dinosaurs? Or you can't even give me a clue?
Maybe.
Okay. Okay. I don't think I'm going to go to LA anytime soon,
well,
but
I'm
if
sure
anyone's
I'm
going...
I'm sure it'll be there.
Okay.
It was just like my kind of thing. I was like, oh, this is just so awesome.
Huh.
So awesome. Yeah, Zion was cool. Grand Canyon is mind-blowing as always. I went to Antelope Canyon. It's also cool.
Grand Canyon. So
Grand Canyon.
Hard to get to.
Grand Canyon is so much bigger and more impressive than I remember. Every time I've been, I'm just like, what? It can't be real. Can't be real. It's ridiculous.
If it was easier to get to, I would totally go.
The Lowell Observatory was really cool.
Mm.
It's in northern Arizona. They had a telescope It was like over 100 years old, but it's massive. And they had it pointed at Jupiter.
Oh, okay.
And so it's weird. Like there's this tiny little eyepiece, this little place that you just look through with your eye.
Yeah.
The telescope itself is like
huge.
Huge. And then you just walk up to this one little point and you like look through. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was mind blowing. Just
that's cool.
Yeah.
A lot of like earthy stuff, like planet stuff.
You know, a lot of people like to travel and look at buildings, but I'm not about that at all.
Yeah, me neither. I
nature
used to be,
is just so impressive. It's so interesting and filled with mysteries.
I'm always really interested in local people. It's always super fun.
Yeah, that too. I went to Venice Beach. Impulse bought a skateboard because everyone was on skateboards and I was like, I don't have a skateboard. So I just like,
I feel lame. Were there a lot of hot people
in Venice?
Like good looking people?
There's a lot of good looking people in Venice, but there's a lot of crazy people. Venice Beach.
Crazy as in how?
Like literally crazy people.
Oh.
I don't know why they're crazy.
Okay.
But like clearly off.
Right.
Like possibly schizophrenic.
Right.
But not in a bad way. It's really wild and free and people just.
Right.
Are doing all kinds of weird improv things. And there was like these two black guys just lined up like six white old men and were just teaching them how to dance, and there's this huge crowd surrounding them and everyone was like cheering on these white guys as they were learning like how to Dougie and stuff. It was just
cool.
It was so spontaneous and so wild.
I
enjoyed it.
In the States, people are less scared of like crazy people or homeless people compared to here. I feel like here people are really scared, so they don't even look at them, or they never try to interact with them. But I feel like in the States, like, you know, I have seen people like talking to crazy people and, you know, having a nice conversation or something.
Yeah. Well, there were people there, it's like, you know, they're trying to sell their art or something and you talk to them.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
whoa, this dude is like way out there.
Yeah. I feel like that's better, you know, like not really like, isolate people from the society and label them as, you know, like, oh, we can't really be with them.
Yeah.
So I kind of like it.
Yeah. There's cool spots like that where people just, it all kind of, it just gets crazy. It's all mixed up and people are just doing weird things. I saw this guy just rode past me on his bicycle. There's like this bike trail that's like really windy that goes along the beach.
Yeah.
And this guy like rode past and he was this really old man, like shirtless. And he's riding this bicycle and he just has his hands up on his head. So he's not touching the handlebars.
Yeah.
And he just rode this windy bike path, like all the way down the beach, like as far as I could see. And I couldn't look away because I had to see, you know, can he do it? Can he ride to the end of the beach with no hands?
And he did it.
But there's just like weird stuff like that happening all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, whoa, that's interesting. Like what, you know?
People just being humans.
Yeah.
Doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 終わり.
Yeah.
文字起こしのテキスト
急すぎるよ
文字起こしのテキスト iPhone と Android と Mac でアプリから購入できますので マイケルが何言ってるか分からなかった人とかは試してみてください 月額 240 円で読み放題激安プランやっています あと Amazon で ファービンクス T-Shirts と宇宙トレーナー発売中ですのでそちらもよろしくお願いします
終わり
Yep. Bye.
Bye.